Mr. Belafonte. It's Mayo. Mayo. Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today. On the web at sandersground.com.
Good morning, Melinda.
Guys, I tell you what, in retirement, I'm definitely getting more sleep than one David Basil. That's one thing I'm doing is getting sleep.
How does it feel? And go ahead and push her up a little bit more, Christian, if you can, her levels, if a little bit higher if you can. So how does it feel, Melinda, after 35 years and mostly getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning? How does it feel to sleep in? What time are you sleeping to now, the last week or two?
I still wake up like about 3:30, which was my normal time. Usually I was on the road about 3:30 headed into work, but that's about when, I guess, just my 25 years of it, body clock wakes me up. And I tell you what, I do not have any trouble rolling over and going back to sleep with a little smile on my face. So it's been great. Usually I get up. I've been sleeping into about 8 o'clock some mornings. That's crazy in my world. So, yeah, I'm
very
enjoying
nice.
That part of it for sure.
We're here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep. Say hello to Frank and Zippy, Melinda.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, Mr. Frank. Hello, Zippy. You guys doing? It's a little chilly this morning out there.
It was. I was a little surprised. Did you notice that, Roger?
I brought a jacket.
Yeah. What was the tip this morning when we?
54.
Yeah. I didn't mind it at all.
No, I didn't mind it. Didn't mind it at all.
Now Melinda, I was saying earlier, since you've retired, I've seen you on social media a little bit more. Have you become an influencer? Yes.
Well, I tell you what, for 39 years on TV, I've had so many questions about where do you buy your clothes, where do you get your makeup, and all those kind of questions. And so for years, I'll answer them, but I haven't really been able to talk about products that I use. So I said, you know what? After that many years, let me put it out there and see what happens as far as, people wanting to know what I use and what I love. So I'm trying a little bit of that, I may have to come to Frank Fletcher and check out some of his cars soon.
They will take care of you here for sure. Now, also, you had a great stay over at Oaklawn. Wayne Smith took good care of you somewhere in the last week or two.
I tell you what, guys, what an experience. I know you guys have had the royal treatment there, but I had not until this weekend. So a few weeks ago, you guys had Wayne Smith on, general manager of Oaklawn, and he invited me to a one-night stay at the resort to celebrate my retirement. So I took him up on it, and I actually made it a girl's day with my best friend. Mark stayed home and kept the dog. So we went over there, stayed at that resort. What an experience. How beautiful to have a room trackside, to wake up in the morning and to just open your window and the horses are out there exercising. And she and I said, we grew up going to see the horse races, but if you're from out of state, you never saw that. Imagine what a cool experience that is to wake up and, there's trainers and jockeys out there.
Yeah.
Right outside your window, you can watch the races. I got the Oaklawn app downloaded on my phone for the first time, so I could bet from my room. And then he invited us to services at the spa, and I think that Astral Spa was the biggest surprise to me. How big and luxurious it is! You get the robes, you get the slippers. I mean, it's really, really a world class destination right here in Arkansas.
I also saw where you're doing the movie thing. By the way, Justin, I mentioned to Roger earlier, I don't know if you've seen Bronx Tale, but I watched Bronx Tale for the first time last night with a
Bronx Tale, just
a Bronx Tale.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And
I haven't. I'm not seeing it.
It's actually a pretty darn good have you seen that before, Frank, with De Niro and with Chaz
Palminteri
and
what's the name of it?
It's called A Bronx Tale. It was De Niro's first directing.
Joe Pesci's got a great scene in it.
Yeah.
Where he comes
what
in.
What network's it on?
Yeah, no, it's a movie. It's
you can probably stream it anywhere.
Yeah, it came out in 1993.
Is that when it was?
Yeah, 1993. And it was before he did Usual Suspects, before Palminteri was in that. So you saw the Michael Jackson movie?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you gave it a thumbs up, is that right? Melinda?
I think so, yeah. So I saw it last night. So that's something I'm trying to make time to do on retirement now, is go to the movies, because, you know, I didn't do that a whole lot, getting up at 3 in the morning. But went to see MJ last night. I don't feel like it showed us anything we didn't already know. This is really produced and approved by the Jackson family. I think most people know Jermaine's son plays Michael, he did a lot of the singing himself, as a matter of fact. What I really enjoyed were the concert scenes, how amazing. I mean, and I saw it in IMAX, and if you have a chance to do that, I would say do it, because it feels like you're at the concert, or feels like you're up on stage with him. Pretty amazing. LaToya is in it, but I was interested that they never even mentioned Janet. They call all the other kids by name. She didn't want anything to do with it, apparently. So she's not mentioned at all. And then at the end, it says his story continues. So I looked it up, and they have shot some more scenes that there might be a sequel. I think they were going to see if this one did well, which obviously it has. But they actually have shot some at Neverland. It's under another owner. The family doesn't own it anymore, but they did shoot, like, the raid at Neverland when he's accused of sexual abuse. So they were going to go into that apparently in this movie, but then they found that one of the lawsuits, the settlement agreement, said that this particular accuser's name could never be mentioned in a movie or TV, so they backed away from that. So it stopped after the victory tour, when he really breaks away from his dad finally and goes solo. But I'd say it's worth it. If you love the music, you love the dancing, go see it.
We're visiting with Melinda Mayo, brought to you by Sanders Grand Essentials. So it's really weird. Today is National Mahjong Day. You guys know what that is?
Is that a game?
It is.
Yeah.
So I walk in this place yesterday called Swing Social, and I walk in there, and I'm just going to work on my computer, and there's about 25 women in there, and they're all sitting around. And I said, what's going on here? Is this a function? They go, no, it's just these ladies get together and play Mahjong. Have you ever heard of it, Frank?
No.
Melinda, I was going to see if you had heard of this game, and it's apparently it's been around since the 1800s, but now it's got a rebirth because what?
No, it's not because of what I said. I mean, I know Costanza, his mom plays that.
Is that right?
On an episode. Yeah, this is 1990.
Okay.
1990, 1, 2, 3, so it's been that long. But no, this game has been around on your computer. You had Minesweep. This was part of one of those games that came with your computer or phone back in the day as well.
Melinda, I didn't know if you knew about this game or not, but it's apparently the new hot thing to do. So I was going to check, see, since you're up on all the new things that kids are doing. Not kids, anybody's doing today.
The kids are doing it. I'm absolutely familiar with it. I absolutely do not know how to play it, but you're right. It's the biggest thing right now. And these women are serious. Like, you don't mess with them and their mahjong. And it's apparently pretty difficult to learn. But you're right, it goes back. Mark knows how to play it, and he said his grandmother taught him how to play it. And these sets are really expensive. Like, women are investing a lot. Each of the tiles is really fancy. And I'm actually emceeing a Mahjong night, I think, this summer for Act for Rwanda, one of my favorite charities. So I told him, I said, ladies, I don't know anything about it. And they said, we'll teach you. So we'll see. But it's very serious. I mean, they're not joking. And, you know, bunco is a big deal for women, where they throw dice and they laugh and they drink cocktails. Mahjong is a whole different deal. They sit there and they're, like, studying the board. Seriously.
The other thing I think I want to mention, too, you know, obviously you're from Jefferson County and Pine Bluff. Frank, you know that area very well. Yep. Monty Coleman passed a few days ago, and I saw Joe Gibbs yesterday put out a statement. There'd been a lot of accolades. We had Mark May on Monday because Mark was a teammate. And what's amazing, Melinda, about Monty Coleman, Justin, I don't know if you're familiar with him. He played at UCA. I don't think he played high school football. Yeah, so he comes out, he plays, I think he's a safety at UCA. He goes on like the 12th round to the Washington Redskins and goes on to play for 16 years at inside linebacker, which pretty darn amazing when you play in the league 16 years as an inside linebacker. But he was a freak show physically. He just was a 6'3", 230-pound beast. And, you know, RJ, I was saying if UCA ever built statues, it would be a Scottie Pippen and a Monty Coleman. So anyway, I didn't know if you had much interaction with Monty being a Pine Bluff girl.
just when he came back to coach UAPB was really when I met him at first, because he was a little bit older than me. But just like you said, one of those football giants that made you so proud to be from Pine Bluff and did things the right way and came back and coached UAPB for several seasons. I think one of conference championships there. So I did meet him several times, like, you know, Pine Bluff four ball golf tournament when I was down there for that. And what a kind guy. You really would not have known. Again, just a humble guy, like I mentioned with Bryant Kirby last week, that he never told you he played, you know, professional ball. Well, Monty never said, I won three Super Bowls, you know. He just said, I'm here back in Pine Bluff to lead these men. And what a great hero. So he'll be missed. And what a legacy he left behind, for sure.
Yeah, you've got to be a physical specimen to play inside linebacker for that long in the league, especially back then when they weren't protecting anybody back then. It was a rough league. So, well, listen, we're so excited that life is good, that you're sleeping in, that you're doing all your endorsements, your influencer. The next thing you know, Roger, she's going to be stepping on tire toes.
She has an Amazon page.
She
does.
The Melinda Mayo Amazon.
You're darn right it does. She put her outfit out there and said, you can get this outfit and many more ideas like this.
Very nice.
On Melinda's Amazon page.
All right. Well,
congrats, Melinda.
Yeah, thank you. Everybody knows your sponsor here, but you can go ahead and thank them, Melinda, if you will.
I have an Amazon, but I have the best lawn and garden care in the world, that's for sure. And there's local guys, of course, Kent and Kyle Sanders, with Sanders Ground Essentials. You know what? We had to skip mowing this week because it was so wet from all the rain and storms we had. So it is green and lush and beautiful, and I can't wait to mow it because it's just going to look like that green carpet. I know when we get around to it. So give them a call, 501-315-9395. Go with the local guys. They've been in business for 25 years, and there's a reason they do a great job. Hey, thank you, John.
That's right. Thanks, Melinda. Appreciate it. Frank's an endorser.
I want to add that Sanders is the people that take care of my yard, and my yard looks like a golf green. So I'm so proud of them. They are absolutely, they're just the best. So if you want a beautiful yard, somebody to take care of it year-round, call Sanders Ground Essentials.
Yeah, they got their fingerprints on Justin's place and Roger's place and Melinda's place and Frank's place.
Family Market's place.
RJ's place.
Yeah. RJ's place.
All right, don't go away. We're here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and they are doing deals.